And I want you to turn in your Bibles. I want to revisit improving in our prayer life and finish that up tonight. Remember a couple weeks ago we started a series called The Most Improved Christian. The most improved Christian is not the best Christian. It is the growing Christian. And in this series, we want to identify a number of different areas that we can improve individually for God. And one of them is in the area of prayer. Go to Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 19. As you're turning there, we talked about improving in your fervency and how improving in your fervency requires prayer from a righteous man, which availeth much, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man. It comes from a righteous man, and it is specific praying, and how that when we pray specifically, we're generally more fervent about that kind of prayer when we're praying specifically about something. And so we improve in our fervency. We improve, secondly, in our frequency, or we can improve in our frequency. We talked about Daniel praying three times a day. We talked about praying without ceasing multiple times during the day where God brings us back to prayer about something and how we need to, we can improve in our frequency. And then we talked about improving in our faithfulness. Give us this day our daily bread. When we're taught to pray, it is implied that we would do it daily or we would become consistent in our prayer lives. Continuing in prayer in Colossians chapter number 4. But in Revelation chapter 2, verse number 19, that particular passage of scripture, he's dealing with the church and he is giving them words of commendation. Now watch this. In the churches in Asia Minor, there aren't too many words of commendation. Some churches got no words of commendation. But this church did. And what he said about them at the very end is, and the last to be more than the first, or what's been taking place in your church recently is more than what was taking place. You have improved. You have made progress. What a testimony for a church to have. Yea, what a testimony for a believer to have that there is noticeable improvement that Jesus sees in us. And one of those areas ought to be in the area of prayer. Fervent prayer, frequent prayer, faithful prayer, and then improving your faith in prayer. Improving your faith. Turn over to James chapter 5. James chapter number 5. I want to dwell on this point tonight as we close out the service. So, preacher, what does it mean to pray with faith? Does it mean that everything that I pray about, I ought to pray saying to myself, God's going to do this? Is that what praying with faith is about? Every one of my prayers, I think that way. I want to give you some clarity on that I think can really help us improving your faith in prayer. And the prayer of faith, the Bible says, shall save the sick in verse number 15 of James chapter 5. I believe that we find in the scriptures two ways that we pray in faith. Two different ways that we pray in faith. One is that we pray with assurance in God's promises. There are promises in the scripture that are written for you and I to claim, and we ought to pray believing the promises of God. I want to give you where we find that. We find it with Elijah, because Elijah was told by God that God was not going to send rain, that God was going to create a famine. God told Elijah that. And Elijah went to Ahab, and he basically told Ahab, it's not going to rain. You know why? He was assured in the back of his mind that God had given him a promise that it wasn't going to rain. And so Elijah went boldly with assurance, knowing what God told him. We have these Bible promises books, right? You ever seen one of those? God's promises. We take them into the hospital when we're able to go into the hospital. We leave them with believers to be able to reference. But there are some things that I know are readily available to you and me by promise. And those things we ought to pray confidently, believing that God is going to provide that for us. For instance, one of them is peace. You ever need peace in your life?
We need peace in our lives. A lot of things that can upset peace in our lives. Did you know there are promises regarding peace? Isaiah 26:3, you fill in the blank. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Now, God, right now, I'm staying my mind on you. I'm thinking about how you're my help and my shield. I'm thinking about how you're my rock and my fortress. God, I'm thinking about how you're my high tower and the lifter up of my head. And God, you said, when my mind is stayed on you, you will give perfect peace. And God, I'm claiming that promise confidently with assurance because your word tells me it. We ought to pray that way. There are certain things that we ought to pray that way and say, God, I believe that you will give this. You gave me the promise that this is the way that I will get this. You ever need assurance that you'll find the truth? You ever feel like there's a lot of things around you that you don't even know what is truth? Like, okay, they just said that, but how do I know they're telling me the truth? A lot of that going on today, except the Bible says in John 16:13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Now, wait a second, God. There's a lot of confusion out there right now. But God, your Spirit came, and your promise is this, that he will guide me into all truth. Now, God, I'm taking you at your word. Lord, I believe that you'll lead me to truth as to what to believe in all of this. You believe you can claim that? You can if you have the Spirit of truth. Because the Bible says the Spirit of truth will guide you into all truth. You can get to truth where there's a world full of deception with the Spirit of truth. We pray with assurance. That's praying in faith. You ever need assurance that God answers prayer? How about John 15:7? If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will and it shall be done unto you. Now, God, you tell me if I abide in you, you tell me that you'll answer my prayer. God, I'm working to abide and dwell with you. God, I'm claiming that promise that you'll answer. Now, that doesn't mean you'll get the answer you want. But it does mean you'll get an answer. You need assurance that you can get mercy and grace in time of need. There's a passage that gives us assurance that we can have that. Let us come boldly before the throne of God that we may find mercy and grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:16. You can claim mercy and grace, and you ought to claim it with assurance. Because God says you ought to come boldly where you will find mercy and grace in time of need. You need help in the day of trouble? Call upon me in the day of trouble. Psalm 50 is a verse that God gave me back in the tragedy of our lives. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Got a day of trouble? Need deliverance? God, I'm calling upon you. Your word says, I will deliver thee. God, I need your deliverance. Lord, I'm claiming your promise. In need of courage and assurance of God's help, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Brethren, praying in faith on one side means that we pray with great assurance in the promises of God. In need of forgiveness, not feeling forgiven. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. In need of assurance in witnessing, reminded that he hath given to you, Christian, the ministry of reconciliation. I just can't do it, preacher. Oh, yeah, you can. It's been given to you. You've been given the ministry of reconciliation by God to go and reconcile others to God through Christ. That's been given to us. Boy, I need that assurance sometimes. You do too. In need of wisdom? Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, and it shall be given him. Man, I don't know. I have no idea what to do. There's so many factors to consider. How do I make this decision? Yes, for wisdom. Had a financial decision just in the last 3 weeks. and went to two people for counsel. Said, Lord, I don't know what to do here. I need light on this. You know what happened? Both those people said the same thing. And God confirmed that was the wise move. This is the wise decision. You lack wisdom? Ask of God. It shall be given it. That's a promise, isn't it? That's a promise. I can claim that. I can go to the Lord with assurance and confidence and say, Lord, I'm claiming this promise. But preacher, when the outcome is hidden, how do I pray in faith? When I can't pray with the assurance, I have a job interview and I'm not sure I'm going to get the job. How do I pray? The other side of praying in faith is praying with submission. Submission. Turn over to Matthew chapter 6, because Matthew chapter 6 is where we're taught to pray. We know it as the Lord's Prayer. Look at what's part of that prayer in Matthew chapter 6. And I'm looking at verse number 10. What do I do, preacher, when I don't know what the outcome is? When I have a doctor's test and I don't know what it's going to turn out? Do I just claim it? Do I just claim, God, you're just going to heal me, and I know it's all going to turn out right, and I know it's going to turn out, and I'm going to be okay, and I'm going to live for another 30 years? No, the truth of the matter is, folks, there's times we go into things we don't know what the answer is going to be. So then how do we pray with faith? We pray with submission. Here Jesus prays in verse number 10 of Matthew chapter 6, and he says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Huh. Not my will be done, but God, I'm submitting to what you would have to be done. The leper in Mark chapter 1 said this. He was beseeching Christ and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, if thou wilt. Now, Lord, I don't know if it's going to be your will to do this or not. But if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Or in other words, Lord, I know you have the power to do it. That's never in the question, believer. It's never in the question as to whether God has the power to answer what is on your heart as a burden, or what is unclear or unseen, or you don't know what the answer is going to be. It's not a question of God's power. But the leper said, it's really a question of your will. If thou wilt, I know thou canst make me clean. That was a prayer of submission. Lord, whatever your will is, I know you have the power to, but Lord, I'll submit to whatever your will is. The leper's an example of that. I want you to see a second example. Paul was an example of that. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it may depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmities. Now, when a believer's not submitting, generally a believer's complaining. Paul wasn't complaining. Paul said, most gladly. Now, Lord, I've asked you three times here. Lord, if you'd remove this. And God said, well, I'm not removing it, but you'll have the grace that you need. And Paul said, most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon. You know what he did? He submitted to what God's will was for him. Submission is a prayer of faith, just as assurance or confidence in God's promises is an act of faith. Did you know that sometimes the distance between my will and thy will is great? Sometimes I go to prayer on something and I have a very strong will about something that I want God to do, and I want God to do it my way, right? I have a desire, very strong desire. And sometimes my will is not aligned with his will. And sometimes in prayer, A prayer of faith is submitting and saying, God, really, here's what I would really, really, really desire. But God, I also understand it may not be your desire. And the call to prayer is a call to submission. There's another example, not just the leper, not just Paul, but the three Hebrew children. Remember, they said, our God is able to deliver us. And they said, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But right after that, he said, they said, but if not. Oh, what if it's not God's will to deliver? That did cross their minds because it came out of their heart and the words are recorded. But if not, you know what they were saying to God? And they said it to the king, we're not going to bow. Even if he doesn't deliver us, we're not going to bow. But what they were saying to God was, God, we're going to live for you and submit to you and live submissive lives no matter what happens. That's prayer of faith. That's improvement in faith. And the last example, who might you think it would be? Christ. Christ. Saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. There's the prayer of submission, which is a prayer of faith. Amy Carmichael wrote these words, and I quote, and shall I pray to change thy will, my Father, until it accord to mine? But no, Lord, no. No, that shall never be. Rather, I pray thee, blend my human will with thine. And Christian, I don't know if you have these questions, but I'd like to pray believing that he's going to do this, but I don't have that assurance. I have nothing to base that on. I can't really pray that way. So does that mean that my faith is lacking? No, it's probably in that category of submission. That really, I'm to go to the Lord. Share my desire. Jesus shared his desire. If thou be willing, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. There are times where we have promises to claim. We ought to pray with assurance. God, I believe you're going to do this because your word promises that. There are other times to pray that I can't pray with that assurance. I don't have a promise of God to go back on. But I can pray with submission. Lord, I'm submitting myself to your will. And in that sense, that is just as much a prayer of faith. Hey, the most improved Christian in prayer. Do you need to improve in fervency? Pure heart, more specific praying? Do you need to improve in frequency? More times a day than what you're praying? Do you need to improve in faithfulness, a plan, a place, a time, a daily time of talking to the Lord? Do you need to improve in faith, praying with assurance at times, and also learning to pray with a heart of submission? Let's all of us find an area in this message to improve on. God's not looking for perfection, but he is looking for improvement. All of us can improve, I believe, in prayer.
Thank you for joining us by way of the internet today. We're so glad that you were able to be with us, and we pray that the service was a blessing to your heart. Even though the sermon is over, our service is not over. At the end of our service, we give an opportunity for people to respond and come to an altar and pray over what God dealt with them about. Sometimes people come to call upon Christ and to be saved. Others come to make a decision for Christ regarding their Christian lives. Others come to call out to the Lord about special needs and situations in their lives. Maybe God has dealt with you today about some specific area of your life. I invite you to make an altar right there in your home. A quiet time before the Lord where you pray to him and respond to him about what he has spoken to you about. If you made a decision for the Lord today, we would be glad to hear about that decision. and or answer any questions you have today about the message that was preached. You can contact us by way of email at info@mountziononline.org or by way of phone at 717-927-9227. Again, we thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to you joining us again for our live stream weekly on Sundays at 10:45 a.m. and on Sunday evenings at 6:45 p.m. If we can meet a need in your life, please do not hesitate to contact us. Thank you, and God bless you.